my utmost for his highest. November the 30th. By the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. The way we continually talk about our own inability is an insult to the Creator. The deploring of our own incompetence is a slander against God for having overlooked us. Get into the habit of examining in the sight of God the things that sound humble before men, and you will be amazed at how staggeringly impertinent they are. Oh, I shouldn't like to say I am sanctified. I am not a saint. Say that before God, and it means, no, Lord, it is impossible for you to save and sanctify me. There are chances I have not had, so many imperfections in my brain and body. Oh, no, Lord, it isn't possible. That may sound wonderfully humble before men, but before God, it is an attitude of defiance. Again, the things that sound humble before God may sound the opposite before men. To say, thank God I know I am saved and sanctified, is in the sight of God an acme of humility. It means you have so completely abandoned yourself to God that you know he is true. Never bother your head as to whether what you say sounds humble before men or not, but always be humble before God and let him be all in all. There is only one relationship that matters, and that is your personal relationship to a personal Redeemer and Lord. Let everything else go, but maintain that at all costs, and God will fulfill his purpose through your life. One individual life may be of priceless value to God's purposes, and yours may be that life.